Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Damien Carbon. Police are on the hunt for a man who rammed a police vehicle in Perth's northern suburbs. A Toyota Hilux failed to stop on Walter Road West in Morley around 3 a.m. It reversed into a police vehicle and then sped off. No officers were injured. A Perth childcare centre has been fined $14,000 after a toddler allegedly suffered second-degree burns. The 18-month-old was reportedly playing in an outdoor area of the Byford Centre bare feet last February in 39-degree heat, follows an investigation by the Department of Communities. Police are back out this morning looking for a 12-year-old boy who hasn't been seen since yesterday afternoon. Ahmed Mohammed is wearing a blue tracksuit. He was last seen near Perth Children's Hospital. More international flights to Perth are coming back online as we continue to put the pandemic behind us. A Philippine Airlines flight is touching down from Manila at Perth Airport this morning. Tourism Minister Roger Cook says the service will run three times a week. Dating apps are being forced to hand over stats on how many people have reported harmful behaviour on their platforms. It's part of the federal government's updated approach to monitoring safety on dating apps. And the woman who claims to be missing toddler Madeleine McCann is set to deliver her first high-profile US interview with Dr. Phil. 21-year-old Julia Wendell has recorded the episode. It's expected to air in the coming days.
Madeleine has a defect in the iris, and you have that same phenomenon. Have you tested your DNA?
We're waiting for results.
In sport, a fascinating derby looms with Fremantle and the West Coast Eagles this Sunday afternoon. Nick Natanui and Elliot Yeo remain in doubt for the Eagles, while Nat Fyfe has already been ruled out for the Fremantle Dockers. Channel 7's Adrian Barrich telling us the Fremantle midfield have some issues to fix.
Terrible for the Dockers fans, though, because, you know, a double whammy, isn't it? Not only did they lose one when really they almost snuck home at the end, but then the Eagles the next day win.